Dr. Peter Johnson, your patient office visit on text, PDX, second word, Kline, K-L-I-N-E, date of birth, 09/13/1938, date of service, 01/23/2013, period. Mr. Kline returns to reevaluation of his hypertension, period. He is having his renal stent removed tomorrow. On the left, period, he has adhesions in his bladder from previous bladder cancer treatment, and it's caused hydronephrosis, period. He also has labile hypertension associated with that, period. He gets continuing care as well from the VA, and check to see which medication classes would be available for his hypertension, and where prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, was available as well as clonidine, period. He's on beta blocker, so the clonidine was not selected, period. He says that the blood pressure readings he's been getting at home have been up to 180 over 100, period. Review of symptoms is to for some sedation and hypersomnolence associated with his renal condition. He denies GI complaints of nausea or diarrhea, period. He does have denies urinary urgency or hesitancy or leakage, period. New paragraph, physical examination shows pleasant and no apparent discomfort. Period, his weight is 192 and he's 5'8", and temperature's 97.9, pulse is 58, and blood pressure's 148 over 84, period. O2 saturation is 94% of room air, period. His blood pressure today is not above. His examination is at baseline is unchanged, period. Plan is to start him on the prazosin, 1 milligram at bedtime, then 1 milligram twice a day, period. He's given a prescription for 60 with 3 refills and follow-up is in a month's time, period. The side effects and the medication have been reviewed with him. He's been advised not to discontinue it precipitously, but to call that paper period, just to call the office if he has any side effects or questions, period.